It is difficult. It's a difficult thing to gauge the success of a program like this. It's more a awareness thing for the wider community, and it might take some time to get through to the wider community.
And how effective have these kind of awareness raising campaigns been in the past? What other kind of issues have had these kind of campaigns?
Well, I think what makes our campaign a little different is that we've gone to the students at the Wollongong University, and we've asked them to come up with a concept and a campaign that targets young people like themselves who are just starting out, learning to drive, learning the skills and things. And we were hoping that they would be able to come up with a concept, which I'm pretty sure they have, that that is interesting to them and really relevant to them.
So you've gone to the target demographic to kind of target themselves.
That's right, yes. And it worked really well for them because they use it as their final project for their course. And they went through the full client employee type thing and had to sell the campaign, which came out really well for them.
And now everyone's generally aware that texting and driving are a bad idea, but I'm not sure how many people really know about the consequences of it. What kind of penalties can a driver receive if they text and drive?
It's $413 at the moment. It's quite a hefty fine, and I guess to there's demerit points with that. Three demerit points at the moment. The thing we're looking at is that I guess it's more the safety aspect of it. I know we're police and we've got to police it, but we're trying to make people aware that it's a dangerous practice. It's like speeding. It's like anything else. It's dangerous to do this. And we're trying to get to the people while they're young and while they're developing their skills.
So do you think that people constantly underestimate the dangers of it?
Oh, I think so. I think that, even when you're looking at stats on accidents, it's over the last 5 years, it says that it's been about 100 deaths maybe contributed to the use of mobile phones. But how many minor collisions are there that go underreported where people have looked down at their phone or they're not concentrating on the road and the environment around them, and they go unreported.
Now, obviously, this kind of problem would have been not a problem before mobile phones, but do you think it's a problem that's increasing, like an issue that's becoming bigger?
Well, I think it is because the way, and we've designed this to look at social media campaigns, Facebook and texting and Twitter and all those, because it requires your fingers and your thumbs and things to be away from the wheel and looking down, and it's quite a distraction.
Right. And so, as you said, the students designed the campaign. What kind of strategies are involved in it?
Well, they come up with a three little blue men characters, each one with a phone sticking out of somewhere with this cracked screen, which shows that they've had some mishap with the phone while they're driving, but a series of posters with really catchy slogans on them and with clear messages of, don't update your messages, don't do this, don't that. And these will be displayed all around the university and around driver ed programs around Wollongong.
Right. And as you said, it's targeting students. Are students really the major, or people in that demographic, the major perpetrators of this kind of act?
Well, it probably the texting side of it, because that's the way young people seem to communicate now. They don't have lengthy conversations on telephones. They tweet somebody, or they do something quickly, and they're always their phone's pinging or it's doing something, and they can't sort of keep out of that for 5 minutes while they drive.
So you're a lot more focusing on the constant distraction of it more than, so it's a bigger problem because it's not something that just happens and then is done. It's all the time on their mind.
Yeah, that's right. It's a distraction that you can have a lengthy conversation via the phone going ping, ping, ping. But when you're learning to drive, there's so much to learn. There's so many skills to develop, and to have a distraction like that in the car with you is something that's just, we're just trying to eradicate.
All right. And you said the penalties are already, you already have a fine and there's demerit points. Are you looking to increase the penalties, or do you not think that that's necessary?
Well, I think that's sort of out of my scope. I know the minister has made some comments about that, but I really can't comment on that. But I know that over the Christmas period, the demerit points were doubled, and that was all over legislation. So It's obviously a serious matter, and we're looking at it quite seriously. Yeah.
And just moving forward, in addition to this campaign, do you have any other initiatives planned to help maybe reduce incidents or raise awareness?
Well, this campaign's going to continue. We're going to be at the University O Week in February, and we'll be giving it, promoting it strongly there and through our police Facebook, and of course our posters, and we'll be up around the place. So it still will be concentrated on this one. Hopefully we'll make some difference and we'll be able to see some difference.